Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, we have a couple of Bordeaux's to review that I have been sampling recently.
Yes.
I have to say, I've been taking out the old wallet and buying some wine.
It sounds like it from the things that you've been telling me you've been drinking.
It's true. Let's start with the 2005 Chateau Sénéjac. These are both Bordeaux's from the Haute-Médoc. This was beautiful, old-world style. I would call it fruit backward. This was all about tannin and structure and dirt and mushrooms and forest floor. This was a wine that enhances food like very few wines I've ever had. This is not a wine to be sipped. You feel like you're drinking something from a great tradition.
And how much is Chateau Sénéjac going these days? You said that was the 2005 vintage?
2005, $30.
Okay.
Now, 2005 was a really tense vintage, and you could decant this wine, I think, for 3 or 4 hours and let it sit, and it would mellow a little bit. And the wine changed a lot at the end of dinner. We had this at Corner BYOB, and it was just a revelation. It's the sort of wine that you don't even need to drink a lot of. We actually gave a glass of it to our server, but it was an incredible experience.
I have a little bit of a history with Chateau Sénéjac. When I was working at the Wine Source many years ago, I was in charge of 2000 Bordeaux futures, and we ordered a lot of fancy stuff, and Sénéjac was sort of one of the ones that just came in, not, I don't want to say in bulk, but it wasn't necessarily a special order, and it was very affordable at that time. I'm thinking it was around $15, maybe less. This would have been the 2000 vintage. We drank quite a lot of it, and I had a friend who loved it, and we sort of, every time my husband and I would go to his house, we would take one, and he would bring it back. When he left to go teach in Germany, he bought a bunch of it and left it at our house. So whenever he comes back, we have Chateau Sénéjac.
That's so sweet.
We have a little sentimental attachment. So I'm so glad you bought that wine and that you enjoyed it.
I really loved it. I would buy another bottle in a heartbeat. Also, the 2006 Chateau Cantemerle, also from the Haute-Médoc. This was heftier and with more body than the Sénéjac. It had the same tannins and forest floor, but it had a big finish and, as I like to say, great memories. So this was a classic and a pleasure. And I have to say, these wines, you feel like you're tasting something from a tradition, and you are. So go visit the Bordeaux shelf and see what you can find.
You know, there were some years ago, I believe when you and I first started doing this program, what, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we were sort of steering people away from inexpensive Bordeaux. Well, Bordeaux prices have changed a little bit, but the quality has changed too, and it's definitely worth getting back in there and exploring.
I couldn't agree more, and the Cantemerle was about $28 or so. I have to say, these were both real revelations, and they really were a very, very fascinating experience just to explore, you know, people who've been in the wine business for a few centuries.
I'm glad you enjoyed them.
Thank you. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.